Welcome to the art of going your own way. Well, I'm in my garage having a smoke right now. Yeah, I got a couple things to talk about. One, due to several frickin' issues, got my dad back late. Issue with the cemetery and interment got put off. Try to do that on Wednesday. Helping my mom out, trying to balance everything, back to work. I know, hard to believe it's been 10, 11 days. It's whipped by since the last time I talked to you guys. Heard a couple interesting conversations, though, about somebody worked with somebody. And I've heard divorce stories. And then the women wanting to get back together with the men. One actually did get back together with his man, and he remarried her. Fucking idiot. What? The woman just wanted to drag him through divorce, have him pay thousands of dollars to prove that he loves her, and then the dumb shit does it again? One and done. And then I heard another story about, now this is somebody that I kind of know, and that the story's about anyways. And the woman wanted her space, so he gave her her space, helped her move to a different place to get her space, and then almost right away she started dating somebody. And then that ended, and she wanted him back, and he's like, too much time has passed. Too many things have been said. No thanks. I'm moving on with my life. And you know what? That's where you should be no matter where. You should always be moving on with your life. Me, I'm a one and done kind of guy. As far as like relationships go. Shit, I've learned a lot about people and women. And you know what? A lot of them just don't communicate. And if they run away, let them run. If they're runners, let them run. Because that's the only thing they're going to be good at, is running. Drama. Yep. Well, other than that, So, lucky me, I come back, and I'm on call this week, and I get a fucking call today. And, the call gets escalated to me by a woman, and I talked to the woman, I said, we don't even support that. Well, I've already talked to management, and I've been okayed to escalate it. No, you need to give them a call back, and tell them that that's nothing that we handle. That's out of our purview. Well, it's been escalated to you. And then that fucking cunt calls up her manager, who happened to be another woman, and said, is there a problem here? I'm like, yeah, there's a problem here. This person should have not escalated this fucking call. If they would have used their brain, now mind you, I said it a little more tactfully than that, but I'm like, looking at it, the person should have known it's outside our purview, and yet it was still escalated. Well, I'm going to escalate this to the after-hours managers and have them review it. I'm like, so will I. Anyways, I know, I'm bitching about work. Fucking bullshit. Don't even fucking care anymore. Well, it sounds like you care because you're bitching about it. I'm bitching about it because I hate fucking stupid people. And, you know, I always push back on these fuckers when I'm on call because all they want to do is just pawn it off. Told that person, I identified the issue in 30 seconds or less just by talking to the person. I said, we don't handle that. You need to call them back and tell them that's not a system that we handle. It's an outside system. And they'll need to contact the vendor or whoever the fuck it is for that. Well, I'm like, it doesn't seem like you've really done anything with this. Because if you would have looked at it and thought about it, you would have realized that. Oh, boy. Well, let's just say I'm going to be called on the carpet for being a woman hater. Because these two women, I'm like, fucking cunts. Whatever. I don't care. I'll stand my ground. I'll tell them to fuck off. Literally. Read through this. Can you identify it in the first sentence that I put down? And can you tell me if that's something that we handle? And if you say yes to that, you're a fucking bigger idiot. And you should be the one getting the after hours calls. But I digress. Well, you know what? I will probably have a story to tell you guys after New Year's. It's an interesting story. It just proves something that I have said in the past about women.
What are you talking about? Is it something with you?
Well, no, she's a decent woman. Like her. Like hanging out with her. She helps around a lot. Just a good, decent person. There you go. That's all I'm going to say about that. But there is something I've said in the past. Something that you should do. And, yeah, it's a good thing. So, anyways, other than that, shit. Oh, played the meat raffle yesterday. Won a couple times. Won $200. Made all my money back. It was great. Actually, it was ahead. Fuck, this last, I haven't talked to you guys for 10 days. It's not like I've been living it as a hermit. I've been out living life and trying to eke out a little bit of happiness. In the last 7 days, probably spent, let's just say $400 to win, eight packs of meat over two different meat raffles, six on one, two on another, and to win just about $2,000 worth of pull tabs. Ain't shitting ya. Put in $40, hit a $250, sank in, returned and put $40 back in, kept the rest of that money, hit a $100, put back in $40, hit $150, put back in $40, hit a $200, put back in $40, hit a $200, and put back in $40, hit a $250, and basically done on that time. So add that shit up. It's got to be over $2,000 because the day before that one, won $482 on a $160 investment, you know, because I kept just kind of putting in. And then, so I was up, $322? Yeah, pays to play where I drink. And then the day before that, I just threw in $40 and I won a $250. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm just here for a beer and then I'm gone because I had other things. I had to help my mom with something, so. And played a couple other times. So, yeah, just fucking win. You got a fucking golden horseshoe up your ass. Meat whore! I'm like, yeah, I win every once in a while. You win a fucking lot! Oh, well, you know what? Maybe I was born under a good sign. Who the fuck knows? Anyways, yeah, Crimson, sorry I haven't gotten back to you, man. Been busy. Been tired. When I've gotten a little bit of fun time, I've been engaged in a couple other things. So it's not for a lack of want to chat with some of you guys. It's just what it is. Well, that's really, really about it. Getting rid of is not the right word. I mean, I donated with mom, had pulled it out, donated the rest of dad's clothes, and hopefully those will go to somebody that can use them. you know, been working on getting the house straightened up. It was a clusterfuck after they moved in, and then after my dad got sick, and then after he passed away, and just now it's finally getting some semblance of returning to some kind of normalcy. Been good fucking meals over at my place, though, with all the meat winnings and stuff. Shit, I won 4 Cornish game hens. Those things are fucking awesome. I'll never buy a full-size chicken again. Never. Just because they cook in about an hour, so you start them out, right? So here's what I did. I brined the Cornish game hens. Put about 3 quarts of water. About a cup of kosher salt. No, I'm not a Jew. A cup of kosher salt. A cup of brown sugar. A bunch of garlic. You know, garlic to taste. I throw in some peppercorns and grind some pepper in there. Rosemary, rub sage, and thyme in there as well. You know, a little dash will do ya. And what else? Oh, yeah. And then, like, a quarter cup of soy sauce, right? Yeah, and a couple bay leaves, too. There you go. That's basically the recipe, right? And you boil that shit. Then you let it cool down. Then you brine your stuff in it. Those Cornish game hens actually have a lot of meat on them. And they're only about $5.50 a piece. So they're basically a small chicken. See, what they are is they're not a egg-laying chicken, because they don't really lay that many eggs. They do, but they're not necessarily good for the kind of eggs that you buy at the store, right? It's not the same type deal. Tastes like chicken, just a smaller bird, and a lot of freaking meat on there. I tell you, if you're a single guy, buy one of those. That'll get you 2+ meals out of that sucker. Literally, because they're anywhere from a pound and a half to 2 pounds, each one of those birds. And there's really not that many, well, it's normal-sized bones, right? But there's a lot of meat on those birds. So you'd go out, pay $12-15 for a full-sized chicken, or $5 for that, feed you for 2-2.5 days. It's almost a no-brainer. Cooks a hell of a lot quicker than a full chicken. Anyways, I did win 2 full-size chickens, too. I, like, walked up to the meat raffle table, and I'm like, I want those 4 Cornish game hens, and I want those 2 whole fryer chickens. I got plenty of beef. I got plenty of pork in the freezer. I need more chicken. And boom, nobody took them. I'm like, boom, mine. Lost a couple, and then boom, won another one. I'm like, chicken's still there? Boom, mine. Literally, I swear to God, it had to be close to, what are those chickens? It felt like about 30 pounds worth of meat that I got, give or take a little bit. Let's just say 20, 25, whatever. But a lot of fucking meat for pretty much a wash this time on cost. So depending on where you get your Cornish game hens from. Now, the ones that I got were Tyson brand, which they were fucking good. But there's also Purdue brand, or there's some kind of Amish chicken. I've had that before. Every once in a while, you can find that, and it's actually good chicken. Fuck. Oh, by the way, there are no hormones or added preservatives or any shit with those Cornish game hens, because apparently they grow up pretty quick and they go right to slaughter. So they don't give them hormones or shots and shit like that. So anyways, yeah, there's just another fucking rant for you. The whole women deal. Oh, yeah. So doing something really cool on New Year's. Hold on a second. Going to a 1920s speakeasy on New Year's. No, it's not going to be amateur night. I got a hotel room, and taken a cab from the hotel over to the speakeasy and back to the hotel. It's gonna be great. Got my 1920s outfit?
Yeah, listen here, you see? I don't like you. I don't like the way you're looking at my girl, either. You hear me? I might have to introduce you to my friend Tommy. Last name Gunn, Tommy Gunn. You'll get a real bang out of him. See?
Oh, you're a fucking nut. I just like to joke around. But, you know, I gotta tell you, I think I said this before. My dad had his sense of humor and kept it. Even when he got sick, he still had his sense of humor. So, yeah, that'll be a good time. And then after that, I'll tell you how the other thing. Oh, shit. This is gonna be fun. I'll potentially tell you guys how something went. I just have to sit here. I've been doing a little maniacal laughter lately. And giving a stare. What? What's that? Nothing. Was that maniacal? No, it was mischievous. I'm just going to have fun. I'm just going to tell you that. Anyways, with that said, gentlemen, you have a great night. I really don't have anything more to add at this point in time. I hope everyone's doing well out there. Thank you for your continued well wishes. You know, I'm not anti-woman. I'm anti-whore. And I'm anti-stupid fucking people. And no, I'm also anti-marriage. I won't get married again. But I'm not against having a relationship. Like I've told you guys before. Don't go too deep. Just go balls deep. That's it. You don't have to go much deeper than that. Because anytime you show a woman weakness or, you know, I love you too, baby. They just want to fucking run. It ain't even worth your time. Invest in yourselves. I look at my life and, God, you are a lucky son of a bitch on everything you do. Holy shit. Well, not on everything I do. I get lucky every once in a while on things. But not every aspect of my life is a lucky thing. It depends on who you ask. Some people go, that motherfucker's so lucky. Now I'm getting a seller's regret on the GTO. You know, I really should have kept that car. Well, you didn't. Your fault. What do you do? Yeah. All right. I'm fucking done.
He goes renting again because he's a fucking tired and he always rants towards the end when he signs off.
Yeah, maybe. Take care, gentlemen. There is an art to going your own way. Peace.